Sitting on top of the Colcava ice cap in the Andes, a satellite-linked weather station has been helping scientists to understand the El Nino effect. The station was developed by the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. The El Nino effect is the warming of the Central Pacific. Expected to peak by the end of 2016, the phenomenon affects the global climate. Established in 2003, the weather station has been documenting the impact of El Nino on the ice cap. It measures air temperature and humidity, incoming solar radiation, infrared radiation, wind speed and wind direction, precipitation, and barometric pressure. Senior research fellow at University of Massachusetts Douglas Hardy says the station offers scientists a special vantage point in studying the environment.
Here we can make continuous measurements at that same elevation halfway through the atmosphere.
Meanwhile, in the UK, scientists have been looking under the Earth's surface for new sources of fuel. The British government recently issued nearly 160 fracking licenses, creating friction between environmentalists and those who support expanded energy sources. Fracking is the process of injecting water at extremely high pressure into underground rocks so that gas and oil can be extracted. The process has the potential to contaminate water sources. A software named Ponet Geo, developed by civil engineers at Nottingham University, can now detect the safety level of land before fracking, so that water sources can be protected. It uses information from recently launched satellites carrying new technology. Before the software was available, satellite data could only be used in urban areas where solid structures are used as measuring tools. Assistant professor of civil engineering at the university, Andrew Soder, says the software is revolutionary.
Technology that we've developed gives an unprecedented view of land motion.
Moving on to London, and perhaps surprising for many, car experts are still recommending petrol as the best option for the moment to fuel our vehicles. Earlier this year, Volkswagen was found to have cheated in emissions testing for its diesel cars. Despite a scandal, Auto Car Magazine, which conducts its own emissions tests on new cars, still thinks petrol works for most. Here's editor Jim Holder.
I would say stick with petrol or diesel for the time being, because for most people, that will be the best solution.
The recently concluded Paris conference set out ambitious environmental goals. The historic event demonstrated the global community's commitment in tackling climate change, giving people hope for a better future. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.